Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dudes Dish Disney. Joining us today is Jonathan, our producer and resident tech dude.
What's going on, guys?
Also joining us is Ryan, our co-host. He is the number one Disney dude.
Hi, dudes.
And I'm Congo Carl, former Jungle Cruise skipper, here to guide you through this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. And today, another installment of Dudes Drink Disney. And we're counting down the best Walt Disney World bars with a view. Right, dudes?
Right, Carl.
You know, it's been a long time since we've had a drinking episode. And by that, I mean an episode where we're talking about drinking, not just drinking. And we thought we would tackle this one. We've covered just about every permutation of our favorite places to have a drink. But there are some that are certainly special. And we wanted to talk about bars or restaurants with a bar, restaurants where you could get alcohol. And the fantastic views they have in and around the Walt Disney World Resort. And because it's Disney, they're very creative with their views. A view could be a number of things to a number of people. Could be viewing another attraction. It could be viewing a wonderful sunset. It could be viewing something very interesting that we don't think about. So we thought we would talk about the best bars with views. And let me kick things off. You know, I was thinking we could go parks, we could go resorts, we could do a lot of things. But let's just talk about a spectacular category. And it's probably when people talk about bars with a view, they're probably thinking of a bird's eye view. And a classic one where you can still sit at the bar and have a physical view like none other is the California Grill and Lounge at Walt Disney's Contemporary Resort. Kind of the classic of all views. You could be up there at dusk, sunset, and watch the sunset down behind the Magic Kingdom. You could linger on into the evening having cocktails at that lounge and watch the fireworks as the music's pumped in. So that's what I mean about bars with a view. There's a classic example, but there's so many more. I think if you kind of start off with that idea, some of the best views at Walt Disney World could be had from the loftiest of heights. And a rooftop restaurant is certainly a classic place for a view. And I think, you know, 15 stories up, it might be one of the tallest views in the Magic Kingdom, but there could be more. So do you guys want to pick one of your favorite bars with a view?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking bird's eye view, if we want to stick in that category, there's a couple of lounges we can choose from, but I'll take the first one and maybe the less obvious one, which is the Top of the World Lounge at Disney's Bay Lake Tower, not too far away from your choice, Carl. It's another place that you can go into. It's relatively harder. It's much harder to get into because in order to get into that lounge, you have to have residency at the Bay Lake Tower. If you have let's say you have two people staying in a studio at Bay Lake Tower, you can actually bring up to five guests with you. So you can bring people with you, but otherwise it's kind of exclusive to get in there. But once you're in there, the view not only of Magic Kingdom is fantastic, but actually the view behind the bar is pretty cool too. There's some pretty cool monorail artwork going on back behind the bar, and a lot of other artwork around the lounge as well. That's pretty cool to check out. But yeah, in terms of views, it's right up there with California Grill.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's true that I think the artwork in there is sort of classic of vintage old Disney too. It has that vibe, right? Of what like the monorail club car used to be at the Contemporary and all that. It's a great job that they've done that there. And it's physically, I think, a little closer to the Magic Kingdom, that view. So definitely a great spot to take in a cocktail and take in the actions. Yeah, I think there is something to be said for those elevated views. John, do you have a bar with a view you'd like to add to the list?
So one I'm going to throw in here, it's not so much the same view that you guys have, but this one thoroughly, last time I was there, I enjoyed the view. And this was Trader Sam's. This one, I mean, just the atmosphere and just what was behind the bar, looking at all the little knickknacks and everything going on. Thoroughly enjoyed that. And again, everything had kind of a little motion and whatnot. You really had to pay attention to what was going on to really understand everything. And again, someone ordered a drink, something would move and all that fun stuff. I mean, it's a fun little bar. It's not the same as the two you guys had, but it's definitely one that you got to do. Absolutely got to do.
It's got the knickknacks, the paddywhacks, the dogs and the bones. It's got everything in that place.
It really does. And that's what I mean about when you talk about views at Disney. It could be anything that you would want to linger on to continue to sip on that drinks more slowly or order a second or third one because there's something worth looking at. And that's a changing view in, say, in Trader Sam's, right, with the animation and special effects. And it's so small and tiny, and you think you've seen it all after a drink, but you haven't. There's more to come. So that's a great one. I do like, you know, the views that are a little different. I'll tell you one that is got a new spectacular view, and people probably haven't had a chance to check it out. But if you go to Disney's Coronado Springs and you go through the new restaurant at the top of the Grandestino Towers, that's Toledo. It's, again, one of those top high air views at a totally different part of Disney property. And but in addition to the views you have outward, which you can get some pretty sunsets and you can see fireworks off in a distance at night, but the surrealist vaulted ceilings that are inspired by the great Spanish arts are just unbelievable. It looks like the ceilings are covered by a pair of olive trees, and the lighting behind it is as if you were going through, it changes throughout the evening, and it's very dramatic. So you have the view outside and you spin around and you're looking at this vaulted ceiling that's almost you know, reminiscent of you're looking out over the plains of Spain rather than looking out over the plains of Animal Kingdom, which is a little closer to the Grandestino. Great place, great, very different cocktails there that again make you want to savor it or add a second or third drink.
The food is excellent also, and I agree with you. It's one of those places that the general Disney goer hasn't had a chance to visit yet, because even though we love on this show Grandestino Tower, you know, it is very much, as we've talked about, a convention resort, and it's not one of those resorts that typical Disney goers stay at. But if you do stay there and you have the chance to, or not even staying there, but if you have the chance to go to Toledo, it's well worth it. Well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, see, I knew there were plenty of places with views to have a cocktail. Ryan, you have another one?
I mean, we'll just knock this one out of the way, but obviously you can grab a cocktail and go walk out on Topolino's Terrace as well, which, you know, that view is up there, whether you're having a drink for morning or at night. And it's just a, you know, Caribbean Beach, for it is what it is, right? Like, it's a moderate resort and whatever, but it's beautiful colors, right? To kind of look over from up there and to see the Skyliner going over it, to see the other side of Riviera, to see, you know, Spaceship Earth in the distance, to see the Tree of Life in the distance. You know, there's just so much going on from up there that you can see, really looking into Bonnet Creek, right? I mean, you can look over that direction too. There's just so much up there you can see. And if you're up there during fireworks, you can see fireworks going off in multiple places at multiple times. And if you can do that with a drink in your hand, all the better, right? So yeah, I think that's an obvious one we need to knock off the list.
The first time I went up there, I went up there solo, and I did sit at the bar, and the bar faces in, not outside the glass window, so you have to spin around in your bar stool to check that out, or like you say, walk out on the deck. But the night I was up there at two fireworks shows, it was the old Star Wars fireworks show in studios, which seemed so close, and then the Epcot show as well, and that seemed even closer. But the height of the bar stools were higher than the normal crowd level, so you could spin around and look across the room and out the windows and still see the fireworks, which was nice. Unlike, you know, the California Grill, where the bar is kind of right up near the glass and overlooking the Magic Kingdom, it was a ways away, but the way they had it raised and the seats raised above the head levels of the general public sitting at tables, you had an unobstructed view in the evening, which is great. So, and you can get up there with any luck at the bar, sometimes without a reservation. I got in, it was peak time, but it was one, and willing to sit at the bar, come on in. So yeah, I think that's the trifecta of elevated views, right? The Contemporary, the bars at the Contemporary, Topolino's, and Grandestino. I can't think of any more that would get you an elevated high after a couple of cocktails, but there's certainly a lot of wonderful views at bars around Walt Disney World. John, would you like to pick one next if that's your favorite?
So one that I'm going to throw out is, again, not as elevated views as that, but what's got a great view is Geyser Point Bar and Grill. Got a great view over the water, right over by Wilderness Lodge, kind of right over the water. You kind of feel like you're in the wilderness a little bit. Definitely if you're looking for that more rustic view, kind of more relaxed view, it's got great. I mean, the food over there is phenomenal. Different foods too. You got the bison burger, kind of different little bits and bites there, some charcuterie boards, all that. And the drinks are awesome. The beers are phenomenal. It's definitely a spot to do if you want just kind of that real relaxing kind of wilderness feel. A little different, but definitely something that a lot of people might like to kind of get that real relaxed kind of view.
Yeah, Ryan and I had lunch there one day, and you certainly get that vibe. It is a daytime view, though, right? It's not really a nighttime, because there's, other than Fort Wilderness Campground across the lake, which is not known for being lit up, it's very secluded, dark kind of view in the evening off that way. But in the daytime, water glistening off Bay Lake, it's a wonderful, and you really do feel like you're somewhere else.
Yeah,
because of that kind of exclusive view. And it's also, you know, now we're getting into, instead of being up in a tower somewhere, these open air views, which is more of a classic drink in your hand, toes in your sand kind of feeling on vacation, is having an open air cocktail with that view. And they do make some nice stiff drinks, including a lovely cocktail made with Idaho potato vodka.
About all that's good with Idaho potatoes, but yes, we've got that. So,
Ryan, pick one for us, Ryan.
Yeah, that was a good one, John. That one was certainly high up on my list in terms of the ones that I wanted to talk about. I do love the escape that that one gives you too. But in that same breath, I'm going to go next door to one of Carl's picks probably, and I'm going to steal the boathouse. And I'm going to get out back on the deck on the boathouse, and you know, I just love that feeling, and you kind of got that marina type feeling from the boathouse because you got the the boats going by transporting from the Sassagoula River on one side of you, and you got the amphibicars going on the other side of you while you're out there, and you know, you just see the boats kind of trolling around on the lake there by Disney Springs. So it's another one that I think is more of a daytime view, but it reminds me of going to our summer home as kids and going out and sitting at a marina somewhere and just kind of hanging out and enjoying the weather and enjoying the marina around you. So really, really like that on the dock kind of feeling at Boathouse.
We had dinner up closer to the restaurant and you had some great views if you're lucky enough to be facing outward. But you're right, Ryan, that bar that's out on the middle of the dock out there, that's spectacular.
Yeah,
sit out there on a nice day with a breeze out there and nobody's in a rush to get you out of there. It's a great take. And you do feel like, again, it's one of those places you get to Disney World and you get around all the excitement you find yourself looking at these experiences that don't feel like Disney. And that's why we always talk about Disney being a vacation within the vacation. Toes in the sand at a pool or drink in your hand with a great view is definitely part of the vacation. That view doesn't have to be of a pool, although there's plenty of pools with great views while you're sipping cocktails, but some of these places that have it. Like the Boathouse, I will talk a little bit about paddlefish because not one of our favorite places to eat, but you're up on that paddle boat, which is anchored in the lake, and there's three levels, and that rooftop or boat top, whatever you want to call it, gives you 360 degree views, not only of the lake, but looking back towards Disney Springs and all the development there. It's a great location. That's a great, to me, pregame. If you're going out to pick a place like the Boathouse for dinner, I would have my first starting cocktail up on paddlefish. And then proceed to wherever, Raglan Road, wherever you're going to go. But that, again, is a great place to watch the sunset.
You could finish on top of that deck, too.
You could. You could start or finish or both if you really like it. So that's wonderful. Where else, John, would you like to go for a cocktail with a view?
So I'm going to choose one that's just around the corner from where you were, and Dockside Margaritas. Nothing fancy, very simple, very straightforward, but it's just something about sitting out on that little patio there and just sipping on a nice margarita. It's nice. I mean, just kind of watching the world go by. It's very relaxing, very peaceful, I find. And it's just enjoyable. And the margaritas are really good. So you can't beat that one.
So one of the things I love about Dockside is, well, I got two things that I love about Dockside because, John, you keep taking mine. it's a good thing this isn't a draft. I'd be really upset. But one of the things I really love about Dockside is that, unlike the other Disney Springs bars, is that that does have a nice nighttime view as well because you've got the volcano in the background from Rainforest Cafe shooting off, which is pretty cool from sitting up there. But the other thing too is they usually have some sort of small music going on in there, like a one-man guitarist or a one-man band kind of deal going on in there. And you can get some nice acoustic music in there. You have a good margarita in your hand. You got a good background. You can do some phenomenal people watching from in there if you want, if you're not facing the lake. Dockside Margarita is super underrated in terms of bar views, in my opinion. So good call by you.
All right. And I'm going to hit one final classic There's so many great places in Disney Springs that afford you that view of the water. But one of my favorites is the deck and bar outside at Jock Lindsay's.
I'm surprised you didn't go there right after I said you're going to pick the one next door to the boathouse.
Well, yeah, I had boat on my mind and was thinking a little different. So, but Jock Lindsay's actually has a Jungle Cruise boat built into the outside dock. So you definitely can grab a cocktail sitting out there. The bar itself has a view of the bar, but right around the corner from the bar, you get outside with a number of great places to view. The view inside is very interesting to look at too, but once you get that view outside, you are looking at the, both the boathouse and then the rest of the lake. And I just, I love the appetizers and the drinks at Jock. So you really can't go wrong with ending your day, no matter what it was, by grabbing some of the hard stuff and having a good time with it. And you can do that over at Jock Lindsay's. Now, there are different kind of views in different places. Some of them are great firework views, right? There's some great bars, restaurant/bars, that also come in with the added benefit of fireworks if you time it right. And timing is important, and so you can't always have that. But there's several one. I just want to jump. Let's jump into Epcot, and you guys probably know where I'm going. But there's some great ones. And one that's overlooked that actually has a nice physical bar. Again, you'd have to turn around in your seat to get the view of the fireworks. But a lot of people don't know about it and don't think about it. But Spice Road Table in the Morocco Pavilion, it's pretty hard to beat that front row seat to the show that you're going to get there. And there's some obviously tables outside as well too. But the bar again is elevated and you can spin your table around and look out through the windows and see the show. I think it'd probably be better to be at a table at the window or one of the outside tables there, drinking and or eating. But it's one that people don't think of. And I got to believe when they added that, because it added it later. Some of the fireworks packages and dinings came out and then they were popular. They didn't have enough seating. And they said, well, let's build another restaurant that we can do that. And they sort of did that. But it's nice to have that reserve spot and be able to do it. But there's a couple other places on World Showcase Lagoon that have great views of the fireworks that you can have cocktails at that restaurant or bar there.
So one I'll throw out that has a decent view is Rose and Crown. They've little patio dining room. That's a great view to watch the fireworks from. It's a great, great view. Get a good good drink. Sit back, relax, and get a great view of the show. So,
yeah, absolutely. That was kind of one of the original dining packages. And what's great about that view is the way things are set up with the islands and everything now these days, it really is an unobstructed view. You might get a charter boat that comes out from, you know, the hotel area that might float a little bit in front of you, but it's not going to block your view. And it's certainly a great take, again, offering the dining package for that.
Yeah. I think if we're going to add one more Epcot view, the fireworks, I think the only obvious answer in terms of actually sitting down and having a drink would probably be inside of La Hacienda de San Angel. Obviously everybody knows my love for the Mexico Pavilion. It's actually not my favorite restaurant in Epcot. Not a huge fan of the restaurant overall, but they do have some fantastic drinks in there that you can go and have a few drinks. And if you get close to the windows, you can get a great view of the fireworks or the nighttime show. And even if it's not the nighttime show, you know, it's still, you're still overlooking the lake, you know, you're still overlooking the water there. So it's nice to overlook. It's a nice view. You can get your avocado margarita in there. You can get your Santa Helen margarita in there. So a lot of the things that you can get over at our favorite La Cava del Tequila, you can get in this restaurant as well. Blood Orange, I know, is a fan favorite amongst this group too. So, you know, it's a good little spot. The windows are tall. I think that's what's really nice about this, is when you're in there, it's not just like, oh, there's a couple of windows. It's floor to ceiling windows all around the entire restaurant. So even if you're not up against the windows, if you've got a little bit of luck, you're still going to have some great views from in there too.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Epcot's not the only place with firework views. We've talked about some of the towers and certainly California Grill, but there's a couple other places around the Seven Seas Lagoon that you can have a lovely cocktail at and or dinner with a view of the fireworks as well. And what's nice about the old classic hotels around Seven Seas Lagoon is they always, right from day one, pumped in the music from the fireworks show inside to the dinner venue. So one of my favorite places to do this, I've done this twice, once with my family, once alone, and people don't really think about it. So there is a great bar inside Narcosis at the Grand Village. Now, the bar is sunken in the center of the restaurant, and it faces inward, so it doesn't face outward. And you can very often get a seat there for one or two at the bar if you don't have reservations. But what's nice about that is that before, during, or after, they'll pipe in the music for whatever the fireworks show is, the Magic Kingdom. And there is a little deck. You can get up from the bar, walk right outside, and they play the music outside on the decks too. And you're looking right across the trees over Adventureland at the castle. Different angle on it, but plenty of fireworks. Now, obviously, the castle's tall enough that you can see some of the light show on the castle too, with cocktail in hand. But you definitely can see all the fireworks. So that outside deck there as well is, I think, a great place to, and it's physically very close to the Magic Kingdom without being inside the Magic Kingdom. You can feel the vibrations of the fireworks when they go off. So there's a view of the Magic Kingdom fireworks that a lot of people, again, it's one that I think people miss, but it's a great place to have a drink and watch the fireworks.
Yeah, that deck is actually one of the most underrated places to go watch fireworks with or without a drink.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that. That's another good call that, again, I'm glad we're not doing a draft, because I would have been upset for losing that one.
Another old classic one, sorry to jump in there, but Ohana, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the music there, but that you really have to be at the table. If you're at the lounge, you're not going to have necessarily a great view of the fireworks there. You'll have a great view of the bartender making lapu-lapus, but you're not going to have a great view of the fireworks there. I think, you know, so you talk about water views and sky views and fireworks views. Let's talk a little bit about some unique bars, /restaurants that provide an atmospheric view that's very memorable, but probably uniquely Disney, right? Something that Disney has done or created. And this can, you know, kind of transport you to various places. I'm thinking about a few bars that have some wonderful views. Planned or ill-planned, they are there. Do you guys know what I'm hinting at?
Not entirely sure. I mean, I know there's one, but I'm not sure if that's the one that you're hinting at. So I'll give it a stab and see if that's where you're talking about. But I'm thinking maybe Sanaa would be, yes, one of those options.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can have a drink and a bite to eat and overlook the African savannah there from Animal Kingdom. And I think that's very underrated. It's another one that's starting to gain popularity. People are starting to figure it out a little bit more. You know, people often get scared off by the food if they're not very adventurous eaters, and they miss something special when they do that, because the food is actually very good in there as well. Maybe one of the more underrated restaurants, frankly, in all of Disney for the casual Disney goer, certainly not amongst the avid Disney goers, because we all know, but the casual Disney goer might not realize it. So yeah, Sanaa is up there on that list in terms of unique views for sure.
Yeah, so the bar section is towards the back away from the windows, but again, there's a couple areas where it opens up and you could still be sitting in the bar and see the animals.
Mm-hmm.
The better view obviously is a table view, and they all are indoors. You're not out on the savannah being attacked by the animals. You're inside safe and sound. But you definitely can get views from the bar. You know, that's one of these tricks that you want to go there to appreciate that. You want as early evening dinner reservations or bar reservations as possible so that the lights out and the animals are still active, right? Because once you, what leaves from the area that you go to the restaurant, there's another door that goes outside and a viewing area on the savannah there. But that's where you gather to do the nighttime safari too, right outside the restaurant. So once it's dark, your views of the animals will change. All you'll see in the night is the safari vehicles going by with everyone with nighttime goggles who are viewing it. So get there early before sunset and you'll have a real special, great place to have a cocktail and watch the animals. But that's, you're right, Ryan, that's sort of a manufactured view. Along that idea of a view to see the animals and have a cocktail is the Coral Reef at Epcot. Talk about a view. You're looking at the world's largest fish tank. You know, when you're a kid and you went to that restaurant, you know, somewhere that had a fish tank in it, you know, while you were waiting, it entertained you as you were waiting for your table. Well, talk about being entertained. You're going to see everything, maybe including Mickey scuba diving at the Coral Reef. That's a view. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that. It's standard cocktail menu, but a great view. Certainly one that'll make a splash with you.
Yeah, nice. Well played. So, yeah, actually ate there on this last trip. So that was good experience. I actually had a phenomenal server, you know, which for the most part, you get good service at Disney, but this was one of the better. I felt like I was in a fine dining establishment, you know, really good server. But he had an excellent taste in adult beverages. So he hooked us up. But yeah, we actually got to see not scuba diving Mickey, but we did see a scuba diving cast member in the tank. My kids thought it was amazing. So really fun place to grab a bite to eat and a drink for sure.
Do you remember what he recommended for a cocktail for you, Ryan, that you tried?
I don't. It was one of those mornings where we woke up after a long day from the day before, and let's just say Dad needed a cocktail, right? It was
all
just
right.
It was kind of like, let's get settled into our day here a little bit, and running a little bit behind on scheduling and all that kind of stuff. But
so
turned out to be a great day.
So I know, Ryan, I didn't know how recently you went there. That's awesome. And glad your kids got to experience that view. But I know recently there's a restaurant with a similar but different kind of view that you've been to several times and John and I have not been to. And that place has a physical bar with a view.
Yeah. So the bar itself, I believe you're talking about Space 220. And the bar itself actually does not have a view. The bar itself, you're kind of facing the wall and the view is behind you. But you are, like you mentioned and others, elevated. You're in an elevated platform at the top of the restaurant. You can easily turn around, but then you're looking out of a manufactured view of Earth from 220 miles above. So, you know, that's where the 220 comes from, for those who don't know, is that you're 220 miles above Earth. And it's cool because it's, you know, it's got some animations that go on in there. You've got some astronauts that come floating by and you know, for those who have kids that have watched Miles from Tomorrowland, you got kind of some of that stuff going on where it's like, you'll have this astronaut with a hoverboard floating by you or a jetpack or, you know, playing games out in space. And it's fun. There's, you know, crafts that'll go by, space shuttles and things like that, satellites. It's fun to do once or twice. There's places I think I'd rather go, but it is a fun and unique view for a bar that you certainly don't get anywhere else. So yeah, cool. We tried to get in there, guys. It just didn't work out for us on timing. Well, at least Carl and I tried.
Yeah, we tried.
Didn't work out.
It didn't. So look, I'm now gonna get a little creative, and because typically a great location doesn't come cheap, right? Especially a good view. But there are a few Disney World quick service restaurants that really have tasty food and a cocktail menu to go with it for those of you who are on a budget, but they also have great views, right? So I want you to kind of scratch your head a little bit, think about where you might get a bang for your buck, John, and a good view at some of these places. And I'll start off with one that you probably haven't tried, because unless you've stayed there, you won't. But I do hotel hop and when I'm, you know, in town for business, and I kill time at the resorts and different places. And I found another place. We were just talking about the Grand Floridian, that has a great view of Cinderella's castle. Just again, specifically, and this is a better daytime view, but the Gasparilla Island Grill at the Grand Floridian, it's near the marina. It's not really the pool bar. It's near the marina. It can kind of double as the second pool bar that's there. But you can sit, it's fast food, but there's tables there and you can eat whatever you want, you know, burger, pizza and everything, and grab your favorite beer or cocktail and sit out there with a great view, an open air view, looking across the lake unobstructed. You see the monorail coming and going in the foreground. And then in the background is the tree lines of Adventureland, and there's Cinderella Castle right across the lake. So there's no reason why you can't grab a Frosty and have a cocktail and a view without spending a lot of money. Now that I've said that, is there other quick service places that you guys might talk about that has some great surprising views?
I'm curious, you know, I've talked a little bit more, so I'm curious what John might have in terms of this one. I do have one in the holster ready to go.
So one I'm going to throw out, I had to think about this one a little bit. This one's a little more different. Something that kind of just struck me a little bit with views. It's more of a peaceful view, but sitting over at Homecoming, you've got some views kind of the water there, that kind of the stream in Disney Springs. It's kind of very peaceful, kind of relaxed. Because again, there's not that much activity in that area. So you kind of get that kind of relaxed, tranquil kind of vibe off of that bit of Disney Springs. I've always thought that was a nice kind of peaceful way, very kind of hidden gem area, especially if you get a nice cocktail, get some nice food there, especially all three of us love Homecoming so much, and really just kind of chill out and relax. I mean, it's one of my favorite spots.
Nice. Yeah, you're right. It is that around outside patio area does have a totally different vibe than the hustle and bustle of the restaurant. So that's a great one.
I think it's a good, not quite quick service, right? But it definitely a good call.
Yeah, it's not, it's definitely not quick service, but it kind of fits that kind of the feel.
What you got in your holster, Ryan?
So I was thinking, going back in terms of quick service, World Showcase Lagoon, and going right next door to my last suggestion and going to the Cantina.
Those of you who have listened to our show the last few years, you know that Ryan can spend a whole day in the Mexico Pavilion, and here's why.
And when you have four different places within 20 yards of each other serving margaritas, it's really easy to do. But the Cantina has a little deck that goes out right over the water, and you can get a margarita in there and just go sit on the water there too. And that's a quick service spot. Some of my favorite nachos ever, actually my second favorite nachos in all in Orlando, The other is over at the competing brand. But really good nachos with queso and great margarita, great, you know, standard margaritas in there, lemon and strawberry, lime and strawberry rather. And it's a good spot. Very easy to go and sit and grab something.
A great spot. And what could be better than margaritas and chips with salsa and or queso, watching the sunset over, you know, Morocco in that section of Disney from across that lake. I mean, and with a, yeah. I mean, how good does it get?
Especially now that they're getting rid of the eyesores in the middle of the lake. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Another quick service place that doesn't, I mean, it gets a lot of love, but people sometimes grab things on the go and don't slow down a pace. If you grab a couple of beers and maybe your favorite barbecue treat at the Flame Tree Barbecue and walk out behind it, there's all these different seating areas along the water that look across towards Everest and silhouette Everest across the water. Again, peaceful, tranquil, and very quiet out there, kind of out of the fray and the busyness. Great quick service with, I think, one of the best open air seating areas in all of Disney World. But I've been known to have a little bit of barbecue and a couple of beers back there and dream about my next quest on Everest from across the lake. Great view, and not many people take it. They take advantage of the restaurant, but it's, you can really change your mood and vibe sitting out there. So yeah, even quick service places will offer you a beer and a view. So I think we've covered a lot of different angles. This show is going, you know, much better than I originally thought when we came up with the idea. There is some fantastic views and all kinds of views around Walt Disney World. Did we miss any favorites that we should add? Any one last or two last ones, guys?
There's a category I think we missed, which is people watching views.
Oh, there you go, Ryan.
And I think one of my favorites to do people watching views from is Baseline Tap House. Because you can sit out there with your charcuterie board and a nice beer, a great selection of beers, and you're sitting right by the entrance into Galaxy's Edge, but you're also sitting like really like at a place where three different areas of that park kind of come together. And as such, and there's a bathroom there, so you know there's people going to congregate, right? So you get a lot of people coming in and out of different areas of that, of Hollywood Studios there. And you see a lot of interesting characters walking around, and you got a nice view of an AT-AT or an AT-AT, whatever you want to call it, right? Over by the Star Wars ride. So yeah, you never catch me going wrong if I've got a Star Wars view and people watching all from one spot. So, and again, great bar. You can sit at the bar and see all that, or you can sit at the tables, the tabletops outside and see it too. So that's a good one.
Now that you added people watching category, my mind is spinning, and certainly one of my favorite places to have a drink, period, but add the people watching concept, and I'm outside the Brown Derby and their outside bar there, their patio, again, having some sliders, maybe a tasting of three or four of their different cocktails. They'll do margarita flights, they'll do scotch and bourbon flights, but that patio, kind of the same reasons you're talking about for Baseline, is got everybody heading over to, you know, Hollywood Boulevard to go on Mickey and Minnie's, to go on Tower of Terror. There's a lot of people passing by there, and you have great views. And we used to play a game when I was talk about people watching games at Disney World, and we used to see how much on average. This was back in the day, right? You could see the classic ugly tourist. And by that, I meant some older dude, shorts, t-shirt, sandals with socks on. You had to have the socks and the sandal combination, right? And they had to have some hat, Disney or whatever. And we would sit and people watch and looking for that classic person. And it had to be a new person come by. And we got it down that inside of every 7 minutes, you'd see a person dressed like that. So people watching could not only be fun, it could be a sport.
I think getting away from people watching for a second, but I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the outside patio at Nomad Lounge too. You could sit out there, especially when they have the flotillas going by with the characters. You could sit out there and just kind of get a nice view of the greenery and the river on the backside of Pandora. But if you sit at the right moment, you might catch a flotilla floating by with some characters on it too. You know, nothing like saying hi to Pocahontas with a stiff drink in your hand. So
that's nothing quite like it. You know, so there's plenty of views around Walt Disney World. So there you have it. Another episode of Dudes Drink Disney, the best views at bars and restaurants around the park. And until next time, when we're viewing you, later, dude.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media, on Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney, on Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney, on Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.